我们高兴有麦瑞超牧师为我们传讲神的信息，信息的题目是一个母亲的信心。
Turn the time over to him.
将时间交给他。
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
啊，母亲节快乐。
Happy Mother's Day.
啊，当我母亲节嘅时候咧，我就谂起我个祖母。
When I think of Mother's Day, I remember my mother-in-law.
我又记得起我个母亲同埋我个外母。
I remember my mother and my mother-in-law.
啊，神放佢哋喺我人生嘅路上。
That God put them in my life.
去见证神嗰个爱嘅伟大。
To testify the greatness of God's love.
亦都多谢天父俾我哋好多属灵嘅母亲。
And I thank God for many spiritual mothers.
亦都多谢各位嘅师母。
And we thank many other pastors' wives.
我哋先一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us start with a word of prayer.
天父，我哋多谢你。
The Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
你将母亲嚟赐俾我哋。
You give us mothers.
唔单止生育我哋。
Not only to give us birth.
去教养我哋。
But to teach us.
爱护我哋。
To love us.
就算喺佢哋唔认识你嘅时候。
Even though they do not know you.
有多佢哋都将你嘅个爱去无条件嘅付出俾过我哋。
They still give their love. With no conditions.
正如你嗰个无条件嘅爱一样。
Just like your unconditional love.
当我哋一齐嚟今日去敬拜你嘅时候。
And today as we come to worship you.
当我哋上次喺圣经度去认识一个点样个敬虔嘅母亲嘅时候。
And as we come to the scripture and we see a courageous mother.
求主你都教导我哋。
May you teach us also.
对当我传讲的时候
and as I preach,
对 William 和 Sharon 去翻译的时候
as William and Sharon translates,
求主你祝福你都赐力量
may you give blessings and strength,
也都祝福每一个去听到的人
and everyone who hears your word,
有你自己的同在
that you would be with us,
咁祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求
we pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Amen.
我哋人生真系好似一段嘅旅程。
Our lives are like a journey.
而且系充满住挣扎同埋争战嘅旅程。
And it's filled with struggles and conflicts.
争战系一个窝系，呢个窝呢个争战系从创世记第三章十五节开始。
When we say conflict, it's like a war where that is depicted in Genesis chapter 3:15.
在那里神应许给堕落的人的拯救。
Here God promised those who are fallen may be saved.
他说女人的后裔要伤蛇魔鬼的头。
He says the offspring of the woman will crush the head of the serpent.
这里讲出这个做母亲的重要性。
Here it depicts that the importance of the mother.
你睇到之后新旧约圣经里面一路记载。
And you receive that is recorded in the Old and New Testament.
魔鬼点样想要去毁灭去神嘅选民。
How Satan tries to destroy God's people.
特别系嗰位同佢哋要同呢个神嘅选民要出嚟嘅嗰个女人嘅后裔。
And especially, the one who is to come from the people of God.
呢个女人后裔就系耶稣基督。
This descendant of the woman who is Jesus Christ.
但系神亦都用女人母亲。
And yet, God will use women or mothers.
正如我哋今日呢个经文睇到呢一位母亲一样。
And just like as today when we see this passage about this woman or mother.
喺嗰度执行神嘅拯救嘅计划。
How she executes the plan of salvation of God.
其实神今日呢度用每一位嘅母亲。
Because God in reality uses every mother.
每一位属神嘅母亲。
Every mother that belongs to God.
去养育下一代去成为主嘅门徒。
To nurture the next generation of followers.
但今日經文嘅母，今日經文嘅母親正面對緊一件一樣嘢。
And today's scripture's mother is facing one thing.
第一就係佢面對緊係一個信心嘅考驗。
She is facing a test of her faith.
但呢個發生緊咩事咧
？What is taking place at that time？
啊，頭先睇到就本來冇一個嬰孩嘅誕生。
And we just see that that.During every birth of a child,
对每一个家庭来讲，是很喜乐的事。
For every family, is a very joyous thing.
但是出埃及记第一章到第二章呢段嘅时间。
But during the chapter of Exodus 1 and 2, there is this period.
法老王因为佢害怕
，because the Pharaoh was fearful.
佢害怕寄居喺佢哋。当中的以色列人会强盛起来。
He is worried about the Israelite who is living among them will be too strong.
在那里会威胁到他们埃及人的利益和安全。
It will, the people will threaten the benefit of the, Israel, of the Egyptians.
于是他苦待这些以色列人和奴役他们去做苦工。
Therefore, he enslaves the Israelites.
并且佢进行呢个种族嘅灭绝。
Not only that, he eventually committed genocide.
先系叫嗰啲接生婆杀死所有出世嘅男婴。
First, he ordered the midwives of the Hebrews to kill the first the male child, the firstborn male child.
唔得之后，佢跟住佢叫其他嘅人。
When that didn't take place, and then he ordered other people.
凡系你见到有新生嘅希伯来嘅新生嘅男婴，都要将佢杀晒，掉落去个尼罗河嗰度。
If you see any newborn boys of the Israel, throw them into the river Nile.
今日呢段经文呢对嘅父母就面临紧呢个咁嘅困境。
Today, these two parents, these two individuals are facing this type of situation.
佢啱啱出世呢个男婴要面临呢个死亡。
So that the recently born child, the boy is now facing death.
呢度冇讲到个母亲嘅名啊，但系出埃及记第六章讲到咧，佢个母亲嘅名叫做约基别。
The name of the mother was not mentioned in this chapter 2, but is mentioned in chapter 6, verse 20. Her name is Jochebed. And what is the situation that she is in?
如果她遵从这个王的命令,
if she obeyed the order of Pharaoh,
她这个儿子将会面临死亡,
and now death will, the child will face death.
但是如果她不听的时候,
but if she ignored Pharaoh's order,
做父母的, 她们的生命也都会受到危险,
their own lives will be in danger.
但是神给这个做母亲的有一个虔诚的心。
But God gives this mother a righteous heart.
也就给她有信心和勇敢。
So that she is filled with faith and filled with courage.
第三节那里讲。
In verse 3 it says,
那女人怀孕生了一个儿子见她俊美就堂了她三个月。
Verse
3,
what
2?
Verse 2.
Yeah, 2.
The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months.
他说到他见到他很俊美。
Here it tells that she saw that he was a fine child.
不单止他外貌俊美 beautiful.
Now, not only was the child beautiful,
在《使徒行传》第七章第二十节他这样讲。
But in Acts chapter 7, verse 20, it tells us,
他说他俊美非凡。
And that he was beautiful in God's sight.
即是英文和原文都说他是在神眼中 是一个俊美的婴孩。
So in the original text of this passage, it tells us that Moses was beautiful in the sight of God.
在神的眼中这个小孩子是很特别。
In God's eyes, this child is special.
当母亲看到这个婴孩的时候，她知道神，她会得到神的喜爱。
When the mother sees this child, she knows that this child would be blessed and loved by God.
神是会与她同在。
That God would be with him.
在希伯来书第十一章廿三节，佢都有咁样讲到呢件事。
So even in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 23, it tells us again.
话摩西生落嚟嗰时候，佢父母见他住个俊美的孩子，就因着信，就将他把他藏了三个月，但定不怕亡命。
So chapter 11:23, it says, by faith Moses, who was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw that the child was beautiful, and they were not afraid of the king's edict.
这个母亲约基别，佢将摩西收藏咗三个月。
So these parents hid Moses for 3 months.
唔单止因为好爱呢个个仔。
Not only because they really loved this child.
或者唔忍心见到佢死仔。
And because they were not willing to put him to death.
但希伯来书讲话佢系因住信。
But here the Hebrew tells us it is by faith.
所以他不怕他去违背神的命这个王的命令。
So they were not afraid to go against Pharaoh's edict.
他相信神在创世纪第十五章第十三到十四节所讲的应许。
They believe in the promise of God in Genesis chapter 15.
在那里讲就是创世纪十五章他说耶和华对亚伯兰说你要的确知道你的后裔必寄居别人的地。又服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们四百年，并且他们要服侍的那国，我要停罚。后来他们必带许多财物从那里出来。
Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 to 14. 13. Then the Lord said to Abram, Know for certain that your offsprings will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and will be servants there.And they will be afflicted for 400 years. But I will bring judgment on the nation that they serve. And afterward, they shall come out with great possessions.
这个是很多年前神对他的祖先亚伯拉罕所讲过的说话。
This was a promise that God spoke to Abraham hundreds of years ago regarding their descendants.
我一路下来去讲到创世纪创世纪的亚伯拉罕以撒他们的故事。
And as we continue in Genesis, this is the story of Abraham all the way to Jacob.
Okay. 咁上次讲到咧，我哋神好奇迹咁样藉着啲约瑟。
And that through miraculous work with Jacob.
Joseph.在这个大饥荒里面保存了雅各一家人的性命。
Through the great famine, God protected the whole tribe of Israel.
在创世纪完结之前。
And at the end of the conclusion of Genesis,
我看到雅各他们一家从迦南地搬了去埃及居住。
And we see that the whole tribe of Israel moved to Egypt.
经验了他神和亚伯拉罕说他们会在别人的地方去居住。
Which fulfilled the omen that they will now live, sojourn in a foreign land.
经过了这么多年。
But after so many years,
新的朝代那个王他不认识这个约瑟 Joseph.
New generations of pharaohs do not know who Joseph is.
于是他刚才说他苦待以色列人。
And therefore he made the Israelites suffer.
他到而家，佢差唔多预言嗰四百年呢个日子已经满啦。
So the fulfillment of the completion of the 400 years is now coming to an end.
呢四百年咁以嚟，神呢佢喺埃及地所受嘅苦难。
And within these 400 years of suffering in the land of Egypt,
约基别呢个母亲相信神会拯救佢嘅孩子。
And this mother who believes that the child, that God will spare his child,
并且将特别用呢个孩子去拯救喺埃及地嘅以色列人出嚟。
And that God will use this child to rescue the Israelites from the land of Egypt.
究竟约基别怎么能够有这个这样的信心呢
？And how can she have such faith？
佢点样做呢
？What did she do？
佢先第一，佢先尽佢所能，佢将佢隐藏咗佢个仔约瑟三个月。
So first she tried to hide Moses for 3 months。
要收藏一个孩子定？要佢唔好出声，唔好喊，系一件好难嘅事噶，系咪
？To stop a child from crying is a very difficult thing. Sometimes when you don't want them to cry, they will cry louder. And as the child grew, as Moses grew, his lungs became much stronger. They can no longer suppress his crying.
第三節他就說他就取了一個用葡萄做的箱抹上石灰和石油然後就將鞋子放在裡頭然後將這個箱擱在河邊
So verse 3, so when she could not hide him no longer, she took for him a basket made of bulbush and daubed it with bitumen and pitch, and she put the child in it and placed it along the reeds by the riverbank. After not able to hide him anymore, she put him in a basket. And she laid him near the side of the river. She used her faith and offered this child to God. This basket, the same root word is also seen in Noah, the Ark of Noah. And what this mother is hoping, that the God will save this child who's put into this ark. The basket that she has made.
正如神用这个方舟拯救了挪亚一家一样,
just as God had saved Noah while he was in the ark.
但其实这个单薄的箱并不是一个什么好办法,
now this thin basket is not really a great idea.
而且在过的时候这个小孩会缺水会肚饿,
and after a while the child will be need water and will be hungry. Then how did God respond to Jochebed? More correct, how did God protect the life of Moses?
神的护理, God providence, 怎样去
How did God's providence preserve the life of Moses?
其實在我們人還未知道我們怎樣面對怎樣發生在我們面前的困難的時候,
in reality, even before we know how to deal with situations of our lives,
神已經用他自極的聖潔、智慧和權能,
God has already used his ultimate holiness, wisdom and power.
用他的圣洁、智慧和权能,
holiness, wisdom and power,
去保护他所造的万物,
to protect all of his creation,
并且管理他们一切的动作,
and to control all of their movements,
为了他的荣耀,
for his own glory.
即是说我们所发生在我们生命中的每一件事,
that is to say that everything that happens in our lives,
原来我们不明白不知道的每一件事,
things we don't understand or unknown,
都不是说巧合的没有目的的,
it's not that it is done without purpose.
在那里都有神的保护,
there we will see God's protection.
在那里都有神的管理和带领,
we see God's providence and God's leading.
在那里去为了人的好处,
for the goodness of mankind,
也都为了神的荣耀,
and for the glory of God himself.
但这些事是否真的这么巧呢?
Then did these things just take place so
just happen?
Just happened so conveniently.
约基别在这个时候，在这个时候，同埋喺尼罗河呢一个地方，就啱呢个地方去放低呢个箱咧。
Did everything happen that they just happened to be at the Nile and they happened to put him at the river of the Nile?
又咁啱，呢法老王嘅女嚟到呢度去洗澡咧。
And it just so happened that the daughter of Pharaoh will come and take a bath.
又咁啱，当佢打开呢个箱嘅时候。
And it just so happened when she opened the basket.
嗰个时候，咁啱个孩子先嚟喊咧。
And then the child starts to cry. And then she would have pity upon the child. Would it be a coincidence that the daughter would be there and she discovers that? And she would say and suggest that she find her a Hebrew woman to nurse the child. It seems like everything is so well
coincident.
But everything has the providence of God. And we see many special things taking place. First, that the Pharaoh's daughter will go against the edict of her own father, Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's order was to drown every boy or child of the Hebrews. But her own daughter will come and bring him out of the river and protect his life. And to raise him. Moses was supposed to be drowned in the river. But now he is rescued from the river. And now he will live even in the palace of Pharaoh who ordered his death. And when she went against the order, the edict of the Pharaoh, the mother thought that she was not going to see her son ever again. But because of faith, the child who was dead, seemed dead, has now come back to life to be on her side. Even though it was a temporary period of time. And Moses able to grow up in an even better environment. And to receive a better education. So that he will become a person who can rescue Israel from Egypt. And you see how God works among the beyond what man expect. And especially it contradicts to our own understanding. And it's usually ironic. God uses the worst situation. When God uses what we think is the most hurtful, to produce what God seems the most beautiful. So those who love God will be benefited. God uses what we see with our own eyes to be weak. It may be what we seem to be foolish. Things that are weak. To reveal God's own wisdom and power. So that we, man, cannot boast. And God also uses the crucifixion of Christ on the cross. This cross is foolishness according to the world. And the cross is, it depicts weakness. But God uses these things to rescue, to save his people. So those who think of themselves as strong and powerful to be shamed.
神当日唔单止藉着摩西嘅母亲约基别去生育佢。
God not only used Jochebed to give birth to Moses，
去喂养佢，去保护佢
，to feed him and to protect him。
正如我哋今日坐喺度嘅好多个母亲一样。
And just like many of the mothers who are sitting in our midst，
但系我深信。
But I believe in my heart
在摩西斷奶和離開他之前
that we, when he was weaned from her milk and before he left,
作母親的他一定要將一些很重要的東西去傳遞給他。
The mother may have passed on to the son some important issues.
就是一個對信,對神的那個信心。
That is the faith in God.
在那裡等於使用摩西,摩西第日要記得。
So that Moses will remember later in his life.
神是哪一個?
Who God really is.
而他是哪一個?
That who he is.
他的身份究竟是哪一個?
And what is his identity in God.
不單止說是以色列人啊,什麼種族的。
Not only is he a Israelite or belongs to their tribes.
乃是正如头先邓长老所讲的。
And just that before, as what the Elder James has said.
记得话系我哋记得啊，我哋喺耶稣基督里边，我哋系边一个
？That we need to remember who we are in Christ.
佢一嗱一第第一句呢。佢母親點樣將呢個信心去傳遞俾佢咧
？How does the mother pass on this faith to the child？
我哋今日嘅母親又應該點樣樣教導我哋嘅小孩子能夠喺神裏面咧
？How are we to teach our child to live in the presence of God？
第一就話將我哋嘅兒女帶到去神面前。
The first thing we need to do is bring the child into the presence of God。
做咗母親嘅通常就比較容易。去擔心去憂愁
and to be a mother usually is easy to worry and to and fear
呢個係神做男做人做男做女嘅特別嘅地方
this may be a special part of God's creation of making man and woman
做母親常常為咗擔心佢個兒女成日都冇覺好瞓
and then the mother will worry about the child so much that she cannot sleep
有每逢当他们有身体出问题或者他学习出问题的时候
whenever there is a sickness or there is a problem in their education
他会被这个四方八面来的问题好像压得透不过气
these problems will now come and suppress her so that she cannot breathe
再加上有青少年期的反叛
and we add on top of that the rebellious at the teenager
有一位母親佢咁樣寫住。
A mother once wrote，
佢話作為一個母親
，It is to be a mother。
其實妹妹就顯出我哋嘅，成日都顯出我哋嘅軟弱無能同埋我哋嘅不足。
It reveals to us how we are in
weakness and insufficiency。
It reveals our weakness and insufficiency。
亦都喺嗰度顯出我哋兒女嘅真正嘅需要係乜
？And to reveal to us what the real need of the child is。
我哋做佢呢個母親話：我哋做母親嘅永遠唔能夠解決曬佢哋所有嘅問題。
That being a mother can never solve all their problems。
醫治到佢哋最深嘅嗰個傷口。
Or to heal their most deep hurt。
滿足到佢哋。最大的渴求
or to satisfy their greatest desires.
甚至话我哋能够拯救到佢嘅灵魂
and even if we can save their souls,
与其我哋好努力嘅去尝试做晒要呢啲嘢嘅时候
even if we work diligently and did all these things,
神邀请我哋要嚟去认识佢
God calls us to know Him.
跟住话将我哋嘅儿女带到嚟神嘅面前。
And God tells us we need to bring our child before the presence of God。
喺嗰度你会发掘到呢一句说圣经呢一句说话嘅意思。
And there you would understand this following passage or scripture。
就喺哥林多后书十二章第九节。
Which is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9。
喺嗰度你会认识到话我嘅恩典。够你用嘅，因为我嘅能力就喺个人个软弱嘅身上显得完全。
Here it tells us that my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your human weakness. And that, in other words, that our child must know God themselves. They need to believe in God when we bring in them into the presence of God. And as Christian parents, how are we to teach the next generation? But in reality, they are looking at you living your daily lives. They are hearing every word that comes out of your mouth. And during our times of danger, how do we pray and pray for God's help? And then how we follow the structures of the Bible. How we are to live to according to the Bible to hate sin.
And
they have to see how we will not cut corners because of convenience and benefits. And they will see how when we fall, we will come before God and to repent and acknowledge our sins. And they will see us how we worship God and how we pay attention to the message. Today's child are very intelligent. They will ask you.
They
says, if you don't do it, why should I do it? So we need to tell ourselves as parents that our child is listening and watching our every move. They are emulating us. The good and the bad. So not only do we teach a child to have an expression of their behavior, to do this and not do that, we need to help to nurture their hearts and change their hearts. And what is in their hearts? What is their attitude or what is their motivation? What is their value of life? How do we differentiate what is right and what is wrong? And what we say, what is the standard of mankind? And our worldview is accumulated by what we hear in our daily lives. And a lot of times we hear what our parents say and our teachers say. And everyone around us, even our pastor. And now we have all these net, all the webs that we hear. And we hear all these things that it becomes what is stored in our hearts. And these beliefs, what's in the heart, affects everything that they do. If that's the case, who are they to listen to? And is it important to who they listen to?
不是说我们中国人我们应该要跟着中国的那个传统文化就这样去做。
It's not to say that because we're Chinese, we live to the philosophy of Chinese.
而是说应该问这些我们做这个东西是不是合乎圣经的原则。
But we need to ask, does what we do fulfill the calling of the Bible?
很多时候我们好中国人的迷信好影响紧我哋每做嘅每一件事。
Because in reality, our Chinese superstitions affects most of the time what we do.
但好多嘅里面呢啲嘢又唔系合乎圣经所教导咧。
But do everything it teaches follows the rule of the Bible? 啊，
但而事实上
，in reality。
只有神才能够改变一个人的心。
It is only God who can change the heart of an individual.
不是只是单凭我们所讲所教。
It's not according to what we say or teach.
神怎样去改变我们一个人的心。
How does God change the heart of a man?
圣灵就会藉着神的话语。
This Holy Spirit through the word of God.
在神人的心里面去做这个改变的工作。
It will make changes in the heart of man.
无论是当我们在灵修的时候我们去读圣经。
No matter whether we are studying the Bible during our devotions,
或者我们现在我坐在崇拜的里面去听讲道。
Or we are sitting here today during, listening to the sermon during worship,
神就藉着你神就藉着嘅话语嘅教导
，God will use the teaching of His word，
圣灵喺里面做佢改变人嗰个工作
，and the Holy Spirit work in our heart to change man。
所以我哋自己先要让读圣经
，so therefore we ourselves must read the Bible。
我哋先要让圣经做我哋生命。我们的生命里面的优先秩序
so that the Bible should be the top priority of our lives.
在那里我们才可以让我们的小孩子来去渴慕来圣经
and only there can we allow our child to learn about the Bible.
我们不去认真地去看待这个圣经的时候
if we don't honestly value the word of God in the Bible
我们怎么期望我们的子女都可以这样做呢
how can we expect that from our child
尤其是当小孩子年幼的时候
especially when the child is young
让圣经去奠定他们的信仰的基础
so that we use the word as a foundation of the child
在同一时候我们都要培养小老哥祈祷的习惯。
And we should also, preserve, cultivate the habit of prayer.
虽然我们小老哥小老哥他已经大过了。
Even though most of our children are adults.
但这些从来都不会太迟。
But these things are never too late.
而且从小老哥出世到大出世到长大。
And as a child, it will, from birth to adulthood,
抚养一个孩子亦从来都唔系一件容易嘅事情。
To help raise a child is never an easy thing.
好多时我好多嘢都唔系我喺我哋能够控制嘅里面。
Because in a lot of situations we cannot control.
尤其喺今日嘅资讯网络咁发达嘅时候。
Especially in today's time, in this advancement of the internet,
我们做父母的要更加需要时时去祈祷
that we as parents need to continually be in prayer.
好叫在那里能够支取这个属天的智慧
so that we can receive the wisdom that comes from God.
在那里去让神去引导做父母的
to allow God to lead us to be parents.
能够坚定这个真理教导这个小孩子走他一生的路
to how to understand how to lead a child to walk a path of God. And we need to pray for our child. And this is especially for their salvation. Never give up the promise of God in His covenant. And just like Joshua,
当佢尽咗佢一切佢应该要做嘅嗰个时候
，After she have done all that she could，
雖然他的兒女長大都有可能有他自己的主意。
And even though the child as they grow up will have their own ideas,
在這個潮流的大水翻騰的裡面，這個大水去翻騰。
And that the,
在一個whirlwind water.
Okay, okay, 繼續。
在一個 whirlwind water, water rolling 的時候，很大水很
In a rolling water.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay. Sorry.
就算是波濤洶湧的時候。
During high storms and waves,
我哋用信心將我哋嘅孩子交託俾神。
We need to use faith to offer our child to God.
去信靠神嗰個護理嘅工作嘅嗰個 providence.
To understand God's providence for the child.
To trust, to 信靠佢個護理。
And to trust in His providence.
我哋上一代嘅父母。
Our generations of the parents of past generations.
雖然唔係我哋每一個人嘅父母都係咁。
Even though not every one of our parents were like that,
都多咗用一個責罵嘅方式去教下一代。Blaming.
And a lot of the older generation will use blaming to teach our children.
或者一個激將法嚇，將反嘅即係講相反嘅嘢去激將去下一代去教佢哋。
Or to use reverse psychology to for the child.
佢就話：你真係冇用啊
！They would say that you're useless.
你咁都唔識做唔到。
You don't even know how to do that.
你做得咁唔夠好啊
！It's not good enough.
我哋從細都好驚，因為我哋做得唔夠好，會俾我哋父母鬧。
And ever since from small, we would be fearful of being yelled at by our parents because we were not good enough.
我哋每一個失敗或者俾鬧嗰個經歷。
We are motivated by a fear of failure.
每一個咁嘅經歷都使人背上咗一個不必要嘅包袱。
That here, this is an unnecessary baggage that we are carrying.
係一啲唔不必要嘅罪疚感 ，the guilt.
Well, we're living in this unnecessary guilt.
就不要嘅羞恥感 ，shame.
To be living in an undeserving sense of guilt.
我就覺得我哋要規規矩矩、小心翼翼嘅去做人。
We need to orderly live out our lives。
有成日要去俾證明俾我父母睇。
And that we need to prove to our parents。
我係一個有用有價值嘅人。
That I am a useful person, I'm of value。
其實咁樣其實係好攰啊。
Because but in reality, this is very tiresome。
好攰嘅，要達到父母俾我哋嘅要求。
This is very tired to reach。What is expected of us from our parents?
更加坏嘅
，and even worse.
我哋不知不觉将呢啲嘢从我哋嘅口中去传落去俾我哋嘅下一代。
And unconsciously, we pass these things through our words to the next generation.
亦都同样嘅去对待我哋周围嘅人。
And that's how we will treat those around us.
以前我哋对人有好多个批评同埋苛求。
And therefore, we have many criticisms and expectations.
Demanding.
And to demand.
在个关系个里面，会带来好多个伤口同埋好多个破碎。
And it brings us many wounds and fallen relationships.
有时候我哋甚至以为神都系咁样去对我哋。
And sometimes we would even think that God, that has God, how God will treat us.
但当我哋喺读圣经嘅时候
，But when we read the scripture.
我睇到神知道我哋最好嘅嘢。
其实 God know God，
我知道我哋最好嘅嘢。
That God knows our best。
但神亦都知道我哋最差嘅嗰个时候。
And God also knows our worst。
但系嗰度就算系咁样样，神嘅儿子耶稣基督。
And even then, God through His Son Jesus Christ，
去寻找亦都去挽回我哋。
Will search and rescue us。
甚至佢喺十字架上去背负我哋嘅罪而死。
And He would evenPut to bear our sins on the cross, to die on the cross.
唔单止寻找我哋，都拯救寻找我哋嘅儿女。
Not only does he rescue us, but he rescues our children.
我哋每一个人都系软弱嘅人。
Every one of us are weak.
但系神将我哋嘅失败
But God uses our failures.
專證佢見證佢恩典嘅機會.
It brings forth a witness of His grace.
第三，摩西嘅母親約基別.
Moses' mother, Jochebed.
喺佢最困難嘅時候，冇失去佢對神嗰個信心同盼望。
During her most difficult time, did not abandon her faith in God.
佢因為佢相信神對佢嘅祖先亞伯拉罕所講過嘅應許。
Because she believed in the promise that God gave to her ancestor Abraham.
即係話神會差派佢嘅拯救者去拯救佢哋。
That is that God will send a savior to rescue His people.
我哋睇到就係因住呢個母親咁嘅信心。
And it is because of this faith of the mother.
睇到佢能夠定睛係去喺神嘅身上。
So she can focus her eyes on God.
佢冒住生命嘅危險。
Even through the dangers of threat to her life, she will make these actions. Moses has a very high standard in the plan of God's salvation. And it will also bring forth the future of the fall of Israel.
先知亦都用神藉著摩西所做嘅一切嚟安慰佢嘅子民。
And the prophets will use everything that Moses did to comfort their people.
但摩西定唔係佢哋嘅救主。
But Moses was not their savior.
佢唔能夠改變一個人嘅心。
He cannot change a heart of man.
摩西都唔能夠將佢哋從罪惡嘅裡面拯救出嚟。
And God cannot, I mean Moses cannot rescue them from their sins. So therefore, even the prophets have prophesied.
他說摩西早預表了，都prefigure個彌賽亞，他要來。
And that Moses was a prefigure of what is to come, the Messiah.
這個彌賽亞要來是比摩西。 是一個比摩西更大的先知。
So this prophet who comes after Moses is even greater than Moses.
他會施行一個更大的拯救。
He would execute a greater salvation.
神的兒子耶穌基督來。
And then when Jesus Christ, the Son of God came,
他就是神和人之間的真正的中保。
He is the true
mediator
of man.
耶穌基督在十字架上背負我們的罪。
Jesus bore our sins upon the cross.
祂的死和復活。
His death and resurrection.
將祂的子民從罪惡當中拯救出來。
He rescues His people in the midst of their sins.
從死亡和神的憤怒裡面拯救出來。
And that He rescues Jesus from death. From hell.
他是一個比我們更加可以信靠的救主。
He becomes the savior that we can trust.
所以希伯來書的作者這樣說。
So therefore the writer of Hebrew says,
12:22,
it tells us that look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
無論我們的困難,處境是有多麼困難。
No matter how difficult your situation is,
好像就一會唱那首歌堅定的相信。
And later as we sing, the song is
Keep on Believing.
Keep on Believing.
神是信實的，祂必然會應允我們的祈禱。
And God's promise that He will answer our prayers.
因為我在羅馬書第8章28節講話，我們曉得萬事都互相效力，去叫愛神的人得到益處。
Because we remember that in Romans chapter 8:28, it tells us that, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who call according for His purpose.
因為無論是生是死,
no matter in death or in life,
這些東西都不能夠叫我們從神的愛去隔絕。
None of these things can separate us from the love of
God. 就在我們的主耶穌基督的裡面。
His love comes from Jesus Christ.
讓我們一起起立，我們唱這首詩歌。
Let us all rise as we sing this hymn.